Hi, welcome back to my podcast here on English with Lena. Remember that I have my platforms. I have my TikTok page. I have my Facebook page. You can find me as English A1. I also have an Instagram page where you can follow me for more language tips. And you can listen to this podcast on several platforms. Also, please remember that I have written my first book on PDF version. It's called When You Rescued Me, and it's a very personal story where I write about how my first puppy named Shorty saved my life. You can get it. It's at $4.99. You can send me an email or you can contact me through one of the platforms and websites and social media accounts I have. Well, what do I want to talk about today? Actually, I would like to talk about this kind of feeling, the sort of feeling that I had last night after the last class of the day. I have this sort of, really little tiny office that looks more like a cubicle here in my home, and from which I teach online every single day, and the view is very nice at night, especially because I live on top of a hill. I can see all the city lights, and it's just really a nice view. But as I was looking out the window, I had this sensation of peace, and I felt like really loved and protected. I was here in my office, and as I was looking at the streetlights from the top of the hill, I thought to myself, I feel good. And it feels good. For a few seconds, I had this kind of like mixed feelings that I used to get when I felt lonely. But then I thought to myself, hey, I've made it. For the first time in my life, I can really say certainly that I can do whatever I commit to do. And I feel really at peace. Like I shared with you on other podcasts, I have six dogs, and throughout the day they are always around me while I'm working, while I'm cleaning up, or making myself some meal. They're always around me. They're always trying to get my attention. Sometimes I feel a little like down because I don't have enough time to walk them as I used to, because now I am working pretty much like full time. I don't have much spare time now to take them for short trips or on full day trips as I did a couple of months ago. But it's really, really wonderful to feel that you are able and that you are capable of being on your own. And as a matter of fact, I don't want to delve into the subject of self-empowerment in terms of, okay, living alone or being on your own, because I have to admit that there are millions and millions of people who have like moved out of their parents' home at a very early age, even before they became citizens, even when they were underage. And that's great because that was their context, their own situation. But today I want to share my story with you. And I have to say, you know, and not, I do not really feel ashamed to share this with you, but I had lived my entire life with under the wings of my parents, you know. It was just when I turned 40 when I decided to move out. So I've been like more or less about a year and a half on my own. But all of these months I have been on my own have been like really, really enriching lessons. At first, of course, I was somehow overwhelmed because I was struggling, you know, and I went through some ups and downs, emotionally speaking. I had gone through a breakup with after an 11-year relationship with my ex-boyfriend. We called it quits. But we have this great relationship today, you know. And being on my own has taught me really, really significant lessons. And one of them is that of allowing me to really look into myself and really find that kind of power of making decisions on my own, to try to, of course, move on and propel forward as well as I can, right? And when you are on your own, you just have to find that kind of strength within yourself because you cannot weigh down by the opinions of others. You will always have people that might not like you all the time. You might always run into detractors, and that's just absolutely fine, but I think it is up to you to let those ones in. When you are on your own, you are on your own with your successes and failures. But I have to admit that it's in the failures where we stand up again and become way much stronger. Every single failure that crosses our path is definitely a light bulb moment. And when you go through dark situations on your own, and when you look around and there's nobody else you can count on, that's where you prove to yourself that you have the power, the strength, the courage, and the resilience to keep on walking, to keep on moving forward. And it's great when you find that kind of power within you, because it's like a doorway which opens up not only in your heart but in your brain. And when you leave doors open, or when you find keys to those doors, it's just a fantastic feeling because you become wiser and you become a lot more empathetic. And yes, I am here on my own. I eat alone every single day. I don't talk to people on a daily basis because everyone has to, you know, go to work. I am the only one person here who telecommutes in this small neighborhood. So I don't see my neighbors like, but except on weekends. So I am on my own, myself and my six dogs. And I have learned to enjoy the silence. It's called When You Rescued Me, the peace and quiet. And yes, I enjoy reading a book a lot more than I did. I enjoy eating alone, just with myself, a lot more than I did. I enjoy lying down in my bed, watching a series on my own without interruptions, a lot more than I did. And it's just a great feeling. Sometimes loneliness kicks in, but if we look back and take a closer look at what we have accomplished, it's absolutely nurturing, believe me. And let's not forget the circumstances under which I left my parents' home, because it was quite a traumatic moment for me. So that's why I took, you know, all this time. There are several reasons why I decided to live under the wings of my parents, like I said in the beginning, because of the context, the situation, and the kind of life that I was living. Life, fate, both pushed me to stay safe with my parents and my family. But I just wanted to share this story with you. And I just want you to encourage yourselves to keep holding on, to keep moving on, because it is in the darkest moments when we see the brightest lights.